But right now we're talking about disciplining children following a decision by the New Brunswick Court of Appeal to grant a retrial in the case of a father who was convicted of assault for spanking his six-year-old. And our question to you today is, what do you think of spanking as a form of discipline? The number here, 1-800-565-1940, and in Halifax, it's 420-9336. All right, on Twitter, we had a question from Andy, who wants to know whether our guests are parents and what their experiences are. So let's start with Grant Wilson from the Canadian Children's Rights Council. Are you a parent, and do you spank, or have you ever spanked?
Well, my kids are now in their 30s.
Okay, so what did you do, you know, 25 years ago?
Well, I ended up spanking the oldest one twice, and then I found out that, you know, guess what? This doesn't seem to be a good idea. It doesn't seem to be working. I felt extremely bad about it. I ended up going out and buying books and researching that, and by the time they got to their teens, I was going and taking a course before they got into their teens on how to parent teens. So that was about 6 weeks, one night a week, and, you know, collecting all sorts of books and videos and from public television here in Ontario that had a terrific course on teenagers and raising your kids and all this. Now it's much easier. Parents just have to go to the internet, look at some of the foremost authorities in Canada. Here in Toronto, we have a television show, The Parenting Show, and Allison Schaefer's on that a number of times per week. Parents can call in. She runs seminars around Toronto. People can go to her website and get free information from allison.ca. That's Allison with a Y.
Okay.
And I challenge anybody to look at that website and read it for 10 minutes and walk away thinking that they should be using corporal punishment.
All right, let's ask the same question of Dave Quist. Spanking or not in your home?
Well, I am a father. My children aren't quite as old as Grant's, but my children are in their 20s now. And so 15 to 20 years ago, I did use spanking occasionally, but it certainly wasn't the only form of discipline that that we used in our home. But in talking with our children now, we've actually discussed this question, and they said, no, it was a part of our upbringing. It didn't seem to harm us. We're comfortable with that, and they're happy with that. I just want to go back to something before the break that Grant mentioned about a number of studies, and I also have a stack of paper in front of me as well that come from the Clinical Child and Family Psychology Review, the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, a number of papers from different universities as well that look at longitudinal and short-term and long-term outcomes and things like that that say something quite different. And I think that looks at something that we need to acknowledge and say that the state and the universities and those outside people are never going to do as good a job of parenting as parents themselves.
So you want to leave it to the parents?
I want to leave it to the parents. Certainly child abuse is wrong, and the there's a very good definition of child abuse with from Health Canada that a parent, guardian, or caregiver mistreats or neglects a child resulting in injury, significant emotional or psychological harm, or serious risk of harm to the child. I fully agree with that. But a pat on the bottom in, as a part of a disciplinary technique doesn't fall into those categories.
All right. I want to bring our callers in on this, too. We have a number of people standing by. Andrew Graham is with us from St. John, New Brunswick. Thanks for your patience. Andrew, what do you think about spanking?
I think it has to be used with extreme discretion as a last resort. I recall specifically having a talk with my son about this. He's now actually bigger than I am, so he could actually spank me. But he's when he was 8 years old, I remember having a discussion with him, saying that to resort to having to slap him, you know, in the face or anywhere is an admission of a failure for us to communicate. And he said, "Why?" You know, he was quite articulate then. You know, he said, "Well, why?" You know, what does that mean? And I said, well, it means that it indicates a lack of respect between us, that we cannot reach out and communicate verbally or in some ways other than violence.
And yet you're still in favor of it.
As sometimes there are situations when you're... I don't know how I can describe. Actually, the only time I can remember spanking was my son when he was 2 years old. And it was just one slap. It's nothing, you know. That's the only time I can remember actually raising, you know, a hand to my children. They generally knew that when I was quiet, it was when I was angriest, and that's when they simmered down. But the thing is, it has to be a mutual respect. And I know from my own childhood experience, one of the worst things children can go through is humiliation. And so if you ever have to, not just physically but verbally reprimand someone, make sure that you don't humiliate them, or at least you come clean and apologize and you discuss it afterward. Treat them like real people, like adults. And even my youngest daughter, years later, I noticed she was sulking about something, and I approached her. I said, "What's going on?" And she finally, you know, I had to get out of her that she was. She said I had called her stupid or something, which to me is absolutely verboten. You know, I really hate it when people put down children. And so I said to her, I don't recall saying it, but you know, the thing is to not invalidate children's feelings. And I'll apologize to her completely. So the thing is, what it starts with between children and adults, and even between the parents, of course, is having clean lines of communication and a discussion of consequences for our actions.
All right, Grant. If you had your way, what Andrew did in his family, and he spanked a few times, he would be charged. Is that fair?
Well, first of all, he's demonstrating that he really doesn't need to use spanking, because for the whole life of his children, he didn't spank them except for once or twice.
But that would be enough if spanking was outlawed.
No, I suggest that you know, those might have been opportunities had he had parent education to handle things differently. He did not express any education that he's had on this subject. And really, that's what it comes down to. Anybody's taken any of these parenting courses from these established parent educators realize that this is terribly wrong. They don't need to degrade their child. They don't need to damage the child that way. It's just causing more violence in their home.
All right, Andrew, thank you for that call.
You're welcome.
All right. Sophie Perot is next. She's calling us from Moncton today. Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Where do you stand on spanking? Is it appropriate as a form of discipline?
I agree with conditional spanking.
Okay. And so are you a parent?
No, I'm 20.
Okay. But, and what was your experience as a child?
Just when necessary. It was, I only ever got it once or twice in my life. I definitely not more than twice. And it was just a slight tap on the behind. It never hurt at all. Just over my jeans or whatever, and it just always really let me know that was just the be-all and end-all of punishment, that I had done something so bad that I deserved this light little humiliating tap on the behind. And that just taught me, it didn't hurt my character at all, it just taught me enough that I will never lie to my father again.
So you weren't harmed in any way, you don't think?
Not at all.
Yet you remember it very clearly.
Yes, I like I said, I haven't lied to my father since. Mm-hmm. Not in that way.
All right. Dave, what do you think of Sophie's experience?
Well, I think that in both Sophie's case as well as Andrew's case, that corporal punishment was used with discretion. It was used appropriately. It was not the first line of discipline. And a couple of cases have made a difference. I think your question about if it is illegal, would the one or two times that it was used in both those households be an issue? And unfortunately, it would be an issue. We can look to both Sweden and to New Zealand, and there are many cases right now before the courts in both those countries where spanking is illegal, and there are parents that basically their families have been torn asunder because somebody has reported them and they've been taken to trial. In some cases, their children have been taken away from their home because spanking is illegal, and they used it in the same way that Andrew and Sophie's families used it. And so the outcome of the legal side of it has been more devastating than any consequential use of corporal punishment in their home. And that's just simply a door that I don't think we want to open up, and we don't want to go down that path in any way, shape, or form at all.
All right. Our next caller is Heather Christ from St. John, New Brunswick. Hello, Heather.
Hi.
Hi. Where do you stand on the spanking debate?
I certainly don't think it should be made illegal. Our experience in our house, we have one child, she's 13 now, and we did use spanking as one of our tools. And I'm not even going to say it was last resort. It was very intentional and thought out. We only spanked in case of open rebellion or lying.
Did you take time to think about it, or did you react immediately?
So no, we never reacted immediately. If this type of behavior were to occur, we would sit down with our daughter and say, this is the punishment for this, and you knew this in advance, and so this is what's going to happen. If we were ever angry with her, that we have always felt is the time to walk away. That's not the time to discipline a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I say, very intentional. And then after a spanking, she was told how much she was loved and she was held. And, I mean, we never had to spank her. I don't think we spanked her 5 times maybe in her life. I don't even think we hit that number.
So you would do it again if you had to, if you were in the same situation again? No regrets?
No, none. None. And I think you could talk to my daughter. She's not with us right now, but I think you could talk to her and say, you know, I understood that I did wrong. My parents made it clear that was wrong, but I knew I was loved.
All right, Heather, thank you.
Okay.
All right.